Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Layla, please?
Yeah, this is she. Can I ask who's calling?
Sure you can.
Okay, who's calling?
Oh, Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
It's always funny to me.
What's all that?
That is Brooke and Jose and me, Jubal, from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Still not putting it together, are you?
What's going on?
Well, I'm calling you today because we actually got an email about you from one of our listeners. His name is Jared.
Okay.
And Jared told us about the night that you guys met.
Did he?
Yeah. And he said that he really liked you, and he's been trying to get a hold of you for a second date, but you keep saying you're busy.
Yeah, he called me last night, and I ignored his call.
Yeah, he said that you've been ignoring all of his calls. Is there a particular reason?
It just wasn't what I thought it was. Could you just tell him you didn't reach me or something?
Well, I mean, can you give me anything specific that I can tell him? He told us that you're a glassblower, right?
Oh, yeah, he mentioned that?
Yeah, he did. Great job, by the way. That's really cool. But he said that he also made a really bad joke about blowing things. And he thinks that that's the reason you're not calling him back.
I mean, among other things.
That was bad. It made me roll my eyes. Did he just come off kind of like a bro?
I mean, yeah, he was just really immature. Like, that joke, whatever, probably like 90% of the people that find out what I do make that joke, and then we move on.
Right.
But, like, I don't know, it got weird.
Well, what do you mean immature?
Like, okay, so he told you about all the coloring, like, that was a coloring night at the
Yeah,
bar.
He said you were really good at it.
I am good, and I love it. It's relaxing to me, it's something that brings me joy, and we, at one point later in the night, like, traded coloring books to look at each other's work, and I'm going through his and come across, like, a deer with female parts drawn onto it.
Oh, that's good.
So,
well, I would go with other female parts, Jose.
Oh.
Well, what are we talking about? What parts were drawn on it?
Why do you guys need to know the specifics?
I don't know. You're right. It's funny.
I'm not going to tell you. You can use your imagination.
So it was basically
a picture.
A deer human hybrid that he had drawn.
Yeah, a very inappropriate one.
Okay.
And it's children's coloring book. And I started flipping to the next page and the next page, and every single cute, cuddly animal, I kid you not, had some sort of inappropriate addition.
What?
That's awesome. You didn't find that funny? I would have laughed.
I mean, yeah, like 10 years ago, but I enjoy coloring. It really, like, it means something to me. I'm an artist, and, like, sorry, I'm not interested in dating a 12-year-old boy.
Maybe he thought you would think it was funny, too, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, he kept looking over at me like, isn't this hilarious? As he's, like, going through my drawing. Like, it was so...
Every single page that he's done it to, he's like, oh, man, this one, it's the same joke as the last page, except this one's on a rabbit. The other one was a beaver.
I kid you not. He said to me at one point, hey, look at this giraffe. Guess what's longer than its neck?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not kidding.
I still don't get it, though, because he said that you guys hung out for, like, 3 or 4 hours that night. Like, why?
I mean, we did. It's not like there was anybody else there. Like, we were drinking and laughing and having fun. Like, I don't know. Honestly, it just wore on me. Like, over the course of the night, he kept calling me the glass blower. Like, he was British. I don't even know. He was so...